Harper Audio presents The Winner Stands Alone by Paulo Coelho, translated from the Portuguese by Margaret Jewel Costa. And he said unto his disciples, Therefore I say unto you, Take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for the body, what ye shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? And which of you, with taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit? If ye then be not able to do that thing which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. And yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Luke, chapter 12, verses 22 through 27. Whoever you are holding me now in hand, without one thing, all will be useless. I give you fair warning before you attempt me further. I am not what you supposed, but far different. Who is he that would become my follower? Who would sign himself a candidate for my affections? The way is suspicious, the result uncertain, perhaps destructive. You would have to give up all else. I alone would expect to be your sole and exclusive standard. Your novitiate would even then be long and exhausting. The whole past theory of your life and all conformity to the lives around you would have to be abandoned. Therefore, release me now before troubling yourself any further. Let go your hand from my shoulders. Put me down and depart on your way. Walt Whitman, Leaves of Grass. Forward. One of the recurrent themes in my books is the importance of paying a price for your dreams. But to what extent can our dreams be manipulated? For the past few decades, we lived in a culture that privileged fame, money, power, and most people were led to believe that these were the real values that they were to pursue. What we don't know is that, behind the scenes, the real manipulators remain anonymous. They understand that the most effective power is the one that nobody can notice until it is too late and you are trapped. The Winner Stands Alone is about this trap. In this book, three of the four main characters face this ordeal. Igor, a Russian millionaire who believes that he can kill if he has a good reason for it, such as avoiding human suffering or bringing back the attention of the woman he loves. Hamid, a fashion magnate who starts with good intentions until he gets caught by the very system he was trying to use. Gabriella, who, like most people today, is convinced that fame is an end in and of itself, the supreme reward in a world that praises celebrity as the highest achievement in life. With these characters in mind, I wrote The Winner Stands Alone, not a thriller, but a crude portrait of where we are now. Paulo Coelho. The Winner Stands Alone. 3:17 a.m. The Beretta PX4 compact pistol is slightly larger than a mobile phone, weighs around 700 grams, and can fire 10 shots. It is small, light, invisible when carried in a pocket, and its small caliber has one enormous advantage. Instead of passing through the victim's body, the bullet hits bones and smashes everything in its path. Obviously, the chances of surviving a shot of that caliber are fairly high. There are thousands of cases in which no vital artery was severed and the victim had time to react and disarm his attacker. However, if the person firing the pistol is experienced enough, he can opt either for a quick death by aiming at the point between the eyes or at the heart, or for a slower one, by placing the barrel at a certain angle close to the ribs and squeezing the trigger. The person shot takes a while to realize that he has been mortally wounded and tries to fight back, run away, or call for help. The great advantage of this is that the victim has time to see his killer's face, while his strength ebbs slowly away and he falls to the ground, with little external loss of blood, still not fully understanding why this is happening to him. It is far from being the ideal weapon for experts. Nice and light in a lady's handbag, no stopping power, though, someone in the British Secret Service tells James Bond in the first film in the series, meanwhile confiscating Bond's old pistol and handing him a new model. However, that advice applied only to professionals, and for what he now had in mind, it was perfect. He had bought the Beretta on the black market so that it would be impossible to trace. There are 5 bullets in the magazine, although he intends to use only one, the tip of which he has marked with an X using a nail file. That way, when it's fired and hits something solid, it will break into 4 pieces. He will only use the Beretta as a last resort. There are other ways of extinguishing a world, of destroying a universe, and she will probably understand the message as soon as the first victim is found. She will know that he did it in the name of love, and that he feels no resentment, but will take her back and ask no questions about her life during these past 2 years. He hopes that 6 months of careful planning will produce results, but he will only know for sure tomorrow morning.